I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Previously on Homeland.
They've been gone for a while now.
You can track. Let's follow where they went.
We need to follow the river down.
Yeah, quick, let's go.
Where are you taking us?
Water Tribe have a king, or they have it, the chief.
What's happening?
It's all right, I've got this under control.
There!
I think they've been taken.
You are brought into a tent.
Hey, maybe you can help me. Bed, food, water.
I think you're a little old for sleeping in your old man's bed, son.
Where in the world did you go, and where's Mom?
So we left to try and stop the Fire Nation. Your mother's no longer with us.
I can't miss someone if I already thought they were dead.
We didn't want to take you because you were too young. Walls are good for children. Keep them safe.
Yeah, I had a great life, Dad. Great life. If you're really sorry, you'll let my friend go and we'll be on our way.
I think we should go.
Just walk away from his dad without a second thought. And now...
I am going to clear your guilty. Yep. That is a personal sacrifice if ever I've heard one.
Sure is.
Yeah, agree.
Absolutely.
And I am going to shift you towards friendship.
Excellent. So I
balance.
Jumped back.
Yeah, balanced towards friendship.
Balances.
We're here to rescue you.
That's effectively what happens. As
we'll, you just see we'll their give, dour faces.
We'll give you two, Tariq and Kana, a scene just before, if there's anything you want to talk about.
Tariq, I'm so sorry. This is all my fault. If you haven't been with me, if I hadn't been firebending, then... I don't know.
Well, at least I know what really happened, right?
I'm sorry that you can't go be with your family.
No. You brought up an important lesson, Kana. Sometimes the people that you think you can trust the most are just going to stab you in the back always. I don't need family.
Me neither. Let's go find...
whatever in the world the four of us are.
And they're trudging. Kana's going to walk and step by step with Tariq until...
I'm gonna say, Ellen, that Kana guided and comforted Tariq in that moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you to roll for it. I'm happy with the resolution, but I'm interested to see what the system does.
Might change it.
Yeah, I personally would like to see that because it's a harmony roll and you're not quite terribly harmonious, are you?
No. Oh, no. Sorry. I was thinking of a move, but that's with an NPC, when you guide and comfort an NPC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So what's your harmony?
Minus one.
Yeah. So, and that's sort of why I'm prompting this.
Ooh.
Nine.
Oh.
No, sorry.
Eight.
Eight.
And you don't have any conditions or anything like that?
No.
So okay. You can choose one of the two things, which is either I embrace your guidance and I can clear a condition or two fatigue. And
you choose that.
Yeah, sure. That's what I'm saying. I.
Oh, yeah.
And you may ask one question, which I must answer honestly, or I am going to shut you down and I inflict a condition on you and you shift my balance in response.
So what would you like to pick, Sean?
Well, look, from a mechanical standpoint, I would like to clear another condition. I'd like to get rid of my insecure. I think if anything, this has like emboldened him to be like almost put up a wall in one sense. Like,
sure.
You know, he's literally closed a door on a big part of his life.
You're a man now. Your father even acknowledged that.
Yeah, but I don't care what he thinks.
Yeah, that's true.
But it also enables, in character, you to ask me a question that I have to answer honestly. I'm just going to get rid of that.
Sorry, just thinking of my question.
Yeah, that's powerful.
You don't have to.
No.
But it might be important for your character in terms of family to ask, and about lineage, about something around that is what I'd recommend.
Do you think that you could just never see your family again?
And he thinks for a moment as you're still kind of trudging. We're trudging together up along the sand. And staring forward, he unclips one of his valves, his pockets on the strap, pulls out a comb, and he holds it up and he just says, "Something stay with you. The important things." Pockets it back, closes the latch.
Sean, you clear two fatigue and...
Or a condition.
Or a condition.
I got rid of the condition.
Great.
He's still so tired.
It makes sense. We've just...
But he's no longer insecure because he stood up to his father.
Yeah.
And he's no longer guilty because they got out of this. And also, it was fruitful. Like, it was painful, but it was fruitful.
Speaking of fruitful...
Yay! Hey! Oh, I love these two.
I don't know how much...
It's like all day, all afternoon. We've been... Wait, there they are!
Is that...
Jane! Clove!
We're here to rescue you!
Oh,
Clover's gonna run up and, like, barrel hug Tariq. And then, like, she does that thing. She goes to hug Kana and then, like, stops herself and, like, holds out her hand.
Sure. Kana will shake it.
Good to see that you're okay.
What in the world happened to you two?
And, Jack.
Why are you so sweaty?
Jack produces an orange and throws it towards him.
Oh, ow.
What do you mean? We went to gather food. What have you been doing?
It's a long story.
You return back and find yourselves at the same campsite after carefully filling your water skins this time.
Maybe,
oh my god!
Maybe Kana holds on to his collar this time.
It's like that lovely thing of, like, you know, if I just stand up straight and then just start leaning forward. <and he's>
Just dip the skins in the water, guys.
You could have just crouched down.
As we head back up the river, I pick up the water cylinder that was left on the ground that you talked about, because you just raced past it.
We were keen as to get to you.
You make camp a little bit further, but not making as much distance as you would have liked to, and settle down for the night. Is there anything you'd like to talk about before you wrap your evening and tuck in for another night?
What did happen?
It's not my story to tell, really. Tariq, are you comfortable talking about what happened?
Oh, you know, everyday stuff. Find out your dad's not dead. Get a concussion.
What?
Get swept out into the ocean. Not in that order.
I was going to say.
You met your father?
Oh, yeah. He's a real piece of work. But
What's he doing here?
Don't know. Don't care. I don't know. He's being a chief of the water tribe. Yeah.
I thought your kind never left their city.
Well, usually they're not meant to, but this one did.
You met your father and you left him?
Yeah, sure. What else was I going to do?
Right. Okay.
It was my fault, really. I was the one who accidentally knocked Tariq out, and then me being with him there, a firebender and a waterbender, just led to a lot of complications.
Tariq, I don't know how you can look for your family for so long and then just abandon them.
I didn't abandon them. They abandoned me. After what he did, I don't have any use for my family. You know, my dad, he's like a firebender in the middle of the ocean, you know? He's bright, but not a lot of use.
How can you say that?
What's your problem?
What's your problem? I've been looking for my family for so long and you just left them.
Yeah, well, he's not your dad, he's mine.
Well, if I found my father, I would never leave him again.
Well, then why don't you go find your dad then?
Well, fine, I will.
Fine.
Clove storms off.
And Tariq storms off in the other direction.
Yeah.
Kana's gonna look at Zhang like, what just happened here?
Family's difficult, I guess. Something you know all about.
Yeah.
We should go talk to them, right?
Who do you want?
Well, I can't really speak much to wanting to see my family again, so maybe I should talk to Tariq.
Clove and I always hang out. We spend the whole day together. Maybe if I spoke to him, it might help. Different perspective.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hopefully we can get them back.
Tariq, where'd you go?
Clove!
Great. We'll do this in order. It'll be Clove and Kana, and then Tariq and Zhang.
Boy talk and girl talk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Where do we find Clove?
Clove, like, runs off not very... She doesn't make it very far, and then she kind of, like, crouches down and is, like, very quietly trying not to cry.
Clove? Are you okay?
Yeah. No, I'm fine. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have yelled.
No, it's fair enough. It's just, I guess Tariq's family is complicated.
I just can't understand that. All of us, none of us have our family, and he just walked away.
Can I, are you sitting down on something?
I'm just like proper squatting.
So Kana's gonna walk up beside you, sit down next to you, and she's gonna take off her shoes and show you her feet, which are horribly scarred.
What happened?
When I first began to firebend, my mother would train with me every day from daybreak to dusk, sometimes longer. And she said I needed to be able to stand my ground at all times, even if the floor was flames beneath me. So she did this.
Your mother did this to you?
Yes. And part of me still feels like I needed that. But also, when I think about her, I just... I feel so angry. And I don't know if I ever want to see her again. Unless it's to stop her.
Right.
And I know that's not what everyone feels like. And I'm sure your family are wonderful people.
But maybe it wasn't like that for Tariq.
Yeah,
he's been alone for a really long time.
Guide and comfort, Ellen.
Yeah.
Six. I wish my life of regret applied to PCs.
What does that mean?
It's a miss.
So it just doesn't work?
It doesn't say what happens if you miss a guide and comfort.
Let me check the rules.
You just don't get the mechanical effect.
You don't get, yeah, you don't get to clear any conditions.
I would recommend, though, that you take a negative or a not appropriate response. It's a fail, yes.
Yeah.
That it's a fail of trying to help someone, right? Okay. Trying to guide and comfort them.
Yeah. Okay. You do not guide or comfort them, so they are not in a state of comfort.
Well, that's different. Your family's from the Fire Nation. You don't have a sense of family the same way some of us do. It should be different for Tariq. The Water Tribe are one. They're connected to each other and connected to the land. It's not like that where you're from.
I still have a family. Not everyone from the Fire Nation is exactly what you think they are. Why can't you just trust me? Yeah!
So that's a call out. She got you before you called her.
It's Uno reverse, baby.
Does that mean you need to roll against
me? It sure does.
You roll with your trust.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Which so you roll with trust.
Zero at
first,
the moment.
Shift your balance away from center. So Ellen, shift your balance away from center.
Where are you going?
I'm guessing it's tradition.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
It's gotta be.
Name and roll with their principle. So
trust. My trust is at zero at the moment.
So just a flat 2d6.
2d12. All right. Oh. That's six.
So what a miss.
It's a miss.
They can demand you act in accordance with one of your principles instead, mark and condition, or act as they request. So, Zola, how would Clove like Kana to act in accordance with her principles?
It can be either.
Yeah.
Traditional
okay,
progress.
Okay, cool. Well, if people from the Fire Nation aren't as you say they are, then prove it. Show me that you're not a traditional firebender. Show me that you're different from them.
I'm going to be more specific. I'm going to ask you to be very specific and ask them to do something. So
I have an idea.
I have a couple of ideas and suggestions.
I would love some
Ellen,
ideas.
Go for it. What are your suggestions?
Well, so in Confucian principle...
Confucius
your,
say...
Yeah, your body belongs to your parents. That's why it's very important you not cut your hair. And she has very long, beautifully... kept hair that is in a traditional bun.
Oh my god, that would be that's really intense. Wait, Chris, what are your ideas?
Those ideas.
So my suggestion was to go the other way. I think, broadly speaking, I think Ellen's character is going to go down the progressive route more and more as the adventure goes on, likely.
We don't know.
We don't know.
Think I should call out her tradition?
I think you'd call out her tradition and say something to the effect of, if you're so used to serving people, serve us. And follow my lead.
Oh.
Do what I say.
Okay, cool, cool, cool. That feels better. I really do not want to ask you to cut your hair off.
I do.
Well, then you can do it, Tariq.
So the idea being, if she's like confessing about how bad things happen to her parents, we'll be like, well, I'm better than them, so just do what I say instead.
Okay, cool. So we're like...
She said, why can't you just trust me?
Fine. I will trust you. You need to become one of us then. You need to follow my lead. I am your Fire Nation now. We are your family. You have such strong principles of tradition. Learn some earthbending traditions. Learn from us.
She will put her hands together and bow. So teach me.
Your shoes are off?
Yep, sure are.
Clove takes them. Burn them.
She will immediately, without... Like, the pause to almost ask the question of, like, why? That she won't talk back. She will be taught. And she will burn her sandals.
Great.
What a cool inversion of tradition. It's a new tradition. So it's
tradition
and progress.
You're traditional. I'll teach you traditional.
Also, I love this thing of, like, the initial conversation with... Can you just stop giving Tariq a hard time? It's very different. And then you'd be like, burn your shoes. Like, it's natural progression, but it's funny how literally the tables turn.
Well, it's just girl things. It's just girl things.
What I was saying last night when people were like, oh, were we saying, oh, the tones are different what we're playing at the moment? And I was like, yeah, it's melodrama.
Yeah.
The stakes, the emotional stakes are always super high.
Mm. Yes.
Always. So a conversation of like, that was a bit mean, turns into burn a symbol of your childhood.
Yeah,
yeah. I love though, if you get back to the party, what do you talk about? Just shoes.
Just fashion.
Typical girls.
Literally, just shoes and you, Tariq.
I want to just like, it's this kind of thing that Chloe's been discovering, like watching the beauty in fire. Mm. And she kind of like, she's kind of got tears in her eyes. And when they stand up, she gives her like the hug that she kind of went to give her on the beach.
I will take it.
The two of you hug and make your way back to the camp. On the other side, in the other direction.
Tariq!
You hear the sound of ice shattering. And as you come a little bit further, you maybe walk past a tree. And just as you're about to pass it, this like burst, this ice ball shatters against it.
God! Tariq, what are you doing?
And there's another ice ball shattered against it. Tariq is just letting out steam through ice.
That's fine, but not at me.
Fine then. Swivels around, pelts another ice ball at a different tree.
Would you stop for a second?
He goes to throw the fourth one and Tariq just stops and just shatters the ice in his hands and lets his hand drop to the floor. What?
You need to apologize to Clove.
You need to get away from me.
She is your friend. Hasn't she shown how much she's willing to give for you? You guys spent all afternoon together.
Yeah, and she had no right to talk about what I do with my family at any given time. She should be apologizing to me.
She is just upset. She's looking for her father. I've been looking for mine. She's jealous that you got to meet yours. I know that maybe it doesn't feel good or doesn't feel right, but sometimes to build a friendship, to have a true friendship, you need to just suck it up and say sorry even if you don't think that you were wrong.
That's rich coming from you. You haven't cared a single moment from me from the moment I stepped foot in this group. You have looked for every opportunity to berate me, to put me down. You don't care about me at all.
My behavior is not at fault here. I'm not the one who stormed off and upset someone else. We can deal with our stuff later. But for now, Clove is really upset and she likes you.
Okay, there's the call out.
Yeah.
That's the friendship. So, let's do a call out. You're calling out him about friendship.
Yeah.
Great.
I'm going to move myself towards Care.
Yep.
That makes sense.
I'm not punching him to submission.
No. But the way you're doing it is with force.
Yes.
The process is, listen, do this thing. It isn't, hey, man, I'm coming
to
my
I would argue, though, the last sentence he just said there was more towards Care. He revealed like a thing like, she likes you. And there was like a light bent to
it's
that
like,
at the end.
It's like Mama Bear of like, I care so much about this person that I'm gonna track you down, force you to apologize.
I'm centered, so it could go either way, and I think there's arguments for either way.
Well, then you as the player, what would you like to do?
I haven't spent much time on the care side of my character.
Great.
And I think that is the motivation for it. Even if it comes off as like, hey, you!
That's like Zhang's just default.
Yeah, he doesn't have a... He sometimes has a little bit of a sensitive mode. It didn't work last time he did it. He tried to talk to Kana, and she was like, so this time, he's going to be an angry carer.
Do it.
So what is your friendship at?
My friend, I am at zero. I'm balanced currently.
Okay, so I'm calling on you to apologize to Clove, regardless of whether you think you're in the wrong.
Seven.
So
and how does that work on a 7 to 9?
They are called to act as you say. They must either do it or mark a condition.
You're calling someone out? Living a principle.
I openly called someone to live up to their principle. So I called on him to live up to
live
his
up
principle.
To my friendship.
Principle of friendship by apologizing to Clove whether or not he believes he was wrong.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you have to do it or mark a condition. On a 7 to 9, they challenge your view of the world in turn. Mark one fatigue on, or they shift your balance as they choose.
Ah, so it's a back and forth, a give or take.
So calling someone out, when you openly call on someone to live up to their principle, shift your balance away from center, you moved it to care, then name and roll with their principle. Did you roll with mine? You did,
yeah.
Which was
a 0. Yeah, I got a 7.
Yep. On a hit, they are called to act as you say, apologize. They must either do it or mark a condition. Now, I am going to do it. Then on a 7 to 9, I challenge your view of the world in turn. Mark one fatigue as I shift your balance as I choose.
Okay, so that's what happens.
Yeah.
And exactly as you did it, the conversation kind of flowed.
Yeah.
Naturally. So perfect. The role suited the action.
So that move, does what I did before
push me even further to care?
Push you even further to care.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you're saying, well, if you think friendship is so important,
yeah.
Why are you being so antagonistic to me?
Yeah, all the time. You see his clenched fist, and as soon as you say, she likes you, he like loosens. Clove likes me?
You can't see it?
What makes you so sure?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not great at these things.
Well, neither am I.
Well, if you apologize, maybe you'll find out.
How does one apologize? Like, what do I do? Do I just
say sorry for snapping at her?
So I just like come up and be like, hey, Clove, you know, sorry for that stuff. Or do I need to be a bit more? I don't know. I've never done this before.
That's what having friends is about. You have to figure it out together.
Huh.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I can. Yeah, I can do. I can do. I can do that. I can do that. Can I? Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah, yeah!
And Tariq, I'm sorry for making fun of you.
Well, You're the least awful person I've talked to today.
Hey. I'm not there.
Of the men. Thanks, Yang. I'm going to go back and try something new.
This is just reminding me of WandaVision, where it's like Wanda and Agatha like brawling, and then it's like the two visions like, please elaborate.
We come back to the campfire. The two groups meet together.
Yeah.
So to do it for audio.
So Khan just nod at each other. Will meet eyes and just nod.
Okay, we got some. We both got somewhere. Yeah.
Well,
where is Clove?
Clove is just behind Khanna.
He'll walk over, looks at Clove behind you.
I'll step out of the way.
It's like, can I have a word?
Yeah, sure. And she follows him.
And he'll just he walks off. We got a bit heated back there, didn't we?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got swept up in my own... sorry.
It's all right. I'm a waterbender and I know a bit about being swept away by things. he lets that laugh go into an awkward silence. I broke Phil.
It's so cringy. I love it.
It's so teenager.
He unclips one of his clasps and he goes, look, I know I can be a bit tough to deal with, and I know I can kind of, you know, say the wrong thing or come across as a bit of an idiot, but I trust you. And, you know, whether or not we yell at each other, I care what... I care what you think about me, and this is... a symbol of me thinking you're a pretty great person and I want you to have it. And he just like without looking, just very awkwardly pulls out the comb and just hands it to Clove.
Oh, she like blushes and kind of looks down. She like doesn't really know where to look. Thank you. And she takes it. It's really pretty.
Yeah, it's for your hair.
Thanks. My hair's really messy.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too.
Not about your hair, about what happened.
No, about... Yeah. And the comb is really nice. I shouldn't have snapped. I should remember that we come from really different places. But I trust you as well.
And he'll nod. Are you two just watching from...
I think it's funnier if we are, if Zhang and I are just
like...
Where
are your shoes?
Oh. Yeah, I don't need them anymore.
Okay.
Where are your shoes? No, you definitely have... Do you have shoes on?
I have boots. Military leather boots.
Chloe kind of puts it, like, wraps it in her hair. Like,
aww.
Kind of wrap... You know, you, like, wrap it around into a twist and you can use a comb to, like, secure it.
You wrap the comb into your hair.
Yeah.
Come back to the group. The where are your shoes comment is as you approach...
Oh, she's Earth Kingdom now.
Yep.
Welcome to the fight.
Thanks. Glad to be a part of it.
Night falls, and you get some sleep. Another big day tomorrow.
Balance back to center.
Balance back to center.
Balance was at center.
Ooh, growth. Let's do some growth questions.
I was at two, so I'm definitely not getting that growth point.
All right.
Same order, reverse order?
Let's go reverse order.
Yeah.
Cool. I have something I want to talk about anyway.
Yeah, please.
So growth questions. Did you learn something challenging, exciting, and complicated about the world? Definitely yes.
Mm-hmm.
Did you stop a dangerous threat or solve a community problem?
Can you tell us more what you learned that was so exciting or complicated?
I feel like Clove learnt a lot. She learnt... a lot about Khanna's background, and I feel like in learning about Khanna's background, she kind of understood more about the differences in different kingdoms. Yeah, different cultures. So I feel like she had her
horizons
broadened, so she was kind of able to take in and understand Tariq a bit better, even though it wasn't like a direct like one-for-one kind of thing. Did you stop a dangerous threat or solve a community problem. I'm going to say yes because I helped that horse
ostrich.
That was a community problem.
Yeah, I would say so. There I would also go. Say you solved the problem of feeding your team.
Oh,
like that's the
yeah,
larger,
you provided.
You provided. Yes. I would say like that's an important thing.
We're a community too.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I'm not, that's probably the last time it'll be like a softer one where it's like, but yes, absolutely.
Yep. Did you guide a companion towards balance or end the session at your center? I think I was at my center and I don't think I moved. So, yes.
Grow.
And did you pursue a desire or goal of your own outside of protecting others? I think so. I think she has like a desire to, even if it's not like have a relationship with him, but like have like a connection with Tariq. And I think she pursued that actually.
Yes,
today.
I think so.
Yeah.
All four, baby.
Hey!
Yay! Oh, I also wanted to talk to you quickly because I feel like maybe she might. I can't remember the specificity about changing my ward, but I kind of want to change it to Kana.
Sure. Interesting. We'll have a chat about that during between games.
Yeah, cool,
I think.
Between episodes.
Mine has a thing for changing adversaries, so I wonder if yours has a changing ward. Or
it does... here, but I also think that there's a bigger section in the
cool,
book.
Cool, cool. It's better like, explained, yeah.
Yeah, because this is like specifically if you leave.
Yeah.
I think there was one that the GM can kind of decide. So I'll just have to check that.
Cool. Sean, what sort of growth have you got on?
Did I learn something? Yeah, my dad's alive.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
I learned something challenging, exciting, or complicated. It's very complicated if I do say so myself. Did I solve a community problem? Water. We have water. Water for the community, for the group.
I don't know that you solved that.
I'm going to say no.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
Is that not the same as the food one?
No, because I narrated that whole scene at the end. That was a collective unit where you all did that at the same time.
To get the food, Clove had to do a service.
Do a thing. Yeah. That's fair. I didn't guide a companion towards balance, but I did end the session in the center. So yes, I did indeed. Okay, and my other growth question, which I can't seem to find right now.
Indulge your vices.
You were.
Is it with a friend,
petty theft.
Or does it happen?
Yeah, it has to be with a friend, which I did not do because my bad habit that I indulged with was the pickpocketing, which was just by myself. Yeah.
Yes.
So I unfortunately no. So that is two.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. Toward guiding a companion or ending at zero and learning something challenging.
Yeah, which means I'm on seven now.
Yeah.
So almost 2 points.
Okay, so for Kana, did I learn something challenging, exciting, or complicated about the world? I feel like the whole Water Kingdom thing is a whirlwind and a half.
Yeah, the Water Tribe understanding is a thing. I would say more importantly, parents don't treat their children like you were treated.
No.
Which is
different forms of abandoning your children.
Yeah. Oh, just different forms of parenting.
Yeah.
You know,
seeing a different seeing a someone be hugged by their parents, honestly, is like woof.
Yeah, and also
your parents suck.
We've all experienced this. Everyone's parent, like everyone's relationships with their parent is different. And when you observe that, you're like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So true.
That's a thing that you absolutely got insight into.
Yeah.
What do you mean you don't eat spaghetti with a spoon? That's so strange.
Yeah. Madness.
Did you stop a dangerous threat or solve a community problem? No.
But you created a lot of problems.
You definitely tried to. You definitely tried.
I almost drowned.
But you did keep making things
worse. I tried. I did not succeed.
That's right.
Did I guide a companion towards balance or end the session at your center? No. Again, I tried. I did not sway. I did not sway, Chloe.
Nay.
No. And I have not learned anything important about my lineage.
That's going to be a hard one for you to answer.
Sure
from your family. Yeah.
Sure is. But hey.
Unless.
But she could also find evidence of, you know, how her family may be affecting. Who knows? That's for later. But that's me. So that's one point. Well, one growth.
Phil, sir.
Zhang, did you learn something challenging, excited, or complicated about the world?
No.
No.
No. I found some fruit.
I did a lot of running.
Yeah, we got fit.
And then you talked to a boy about girl problems.
Yeah, that's it. There's nothing. I didn't learn anything at all.
Not really.
Not really. No. Did you stop a dangerous threat or solve a community problem?
No.
No.
Again, you ate some oranges.
This was not a Zhang episode.
No.
So, yeah, Clove solved that problem. I just carried the fruit and ate them. Did you guide a companion towards balance or end the session at the center? Well, I didn't end at center, but I believe it was my call out that shifted you towards friendship, which put you back at balance.
Yeah,
right?
Did you succeed on the...
You did move. Yes. You did move. So, yes.
Seven. I got just on the success. Yeah. So which, I
did it shift me? Where did it shift me? Did it shift me?
I asked it you to move towards sifted. Balance. Yeah. On a hit, they called it... Oh, no, it doesn't shift you.
No, that's what I thought.
Yeah, you shift your balance away from center... and then name a role of the principal. So, no.
No, it didn't. That's what I thought.
I didn't actually guide him towards center.
Oh, I was already at center.
On a call out, on a hit, they do it. And on a 7-9, it's not ands, but that's how you'd interpret it. Right? They're not too distinct.
On a 7-9, they challenge your view of the world to turn, or they shift your balance as they choose.
Yeah. So that would be Phil's balance, not
my balance was the one that shifted in that conversation.
Yeah. I would say my read of that is that both happen. On a hit, which is any 7 and up.
Yeah.
And then on a 7-9, in turn, as well as,
yes.
They challenge, right?
That's what I'm saying, is though, yeah. What Zhang did with
Tariq. Oh, right. Yeah, you're right.
Didn't move
my
balance
does not shift.
He asked him to act with friendship, and he did act with friendship. Yes. They didn't actually move his balance.
No, that's right.
It moved you more towards care.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And I didn't mechanically guide or comfort him. I may have... I think it's open to interpretation whether you think that is a guidance towards center. Maybe not mechanically, but emotionally guide him to the center of our group. And I don't know. That's really up to you whether that's a growth or not.
I'm not going to say it is.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And then the last one is, did you make any progress towards fighting your adversary? Absolutely not.
You were in a Tariq episode.
We went two steps forward and then... two back.
And then down a river.
And then down a river.
To the left.
So I got zero growth this episode.
Oh my goodness.
Episode.
That's wild. So I got four.
Yeah, this was
zero.
Not a Zhang episode at all.
Wow, you know to all of them. That's crazy.
No to all of them.
Wow. Can I have a quick touch check in with how many growth points overall people have taken? Like how many...
I've gotten four growth points, so I have one advancement.
Yes, thank you.
Same. I have one advancement.
I have one advancement and then three of four.
Okay.
Same as Sean.
Okay. It's going to be you two.
Yeah.
Growing next time.
What's up, Shane?
Well, ours is sort of like the main mission. Like,
yeah.
So I feel like there's growth to be had once the adversary is faced.
It's an arc.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We'll see.
It's a later arc.
All right. Thank you. And let's get some rest and some shut-eye for an early morning tomorrow.
You have been listening to Homeland, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/RollToCast. Avatar Legends, the role-playing game, was created by Magpie Games. Nickelodeon, Avatar, and all related titles, logos, and characters are trademarks of Viacom International Incorporated.
Well, that's different.
Well. Comic timing of the neighbors.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitor monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.